Dear Abbas, a narrative of love composed for you.
Thank you. Did you want to see me?
Hello, how are you? My name is Masood Karami. I'm so sorry for disturbing you.
No problem. What did you want?
Actually, I'm doing research on Abbas Babaji.
Who told you about me?
I found you from that video Miss Ghaffouri, she had recorded with you.
That unfinished interview.
Yes, and apparently something bad had happened that day.
Yes, that was a bad day. Thank God the pilot is getting better. Unfortunately, the plane had significant damage. Well, everything has its risks and dangers. Why didn't the lady come herself?
I'm the fiancé of that lady. Unfortunately, as a result of a serious accident, she's currently in a coma.
I'm very, very sorry. Let's go. Your fiancé was really keen on her project. She kept calling me again and again, until I could arrange an interview with her, which remained unfinished anyway.
In fact, I'm trying to complete that half-finished project.
Your job. I'll be happy to help in any way I can. There are many who owe a lot to Abbas. Do you know how far I got?
It wasn't very far. You talked about being roommates with Abbas Babaji. And apparently there was a period he was roommates with an American. If you'll just give me a second to set this up.
Hold on a minute. Do I look all right?
You look great. Okay, everything's ready.
It was 1972. They'd selected a group of us for pilot training. Where? Air Force Base Rees, near a place called Lubbock, in the state of Texas. Look, I'm pretty straightforward. Back then, me and some of the other guys, we weren't really very religious. Well, we weren't. Over there, everything we saw had an effect on us. But Abbas, it was like he was still in Kazvin. It didn't matter for him, like he hadn't gone to America. God bless his soul. Well, that is great. Let's move on, I'm kidding. The few times that he did come out with us, either for a bit of fun or for some sightseeing, it was only after me and my friends had insisted, otherwise he wouldn't have come. He had a conviction that our country had paid for us to come to America to study, so we could go back and serve our people. We hadn't gone there for fun. He practiced all his religious duties. But he didn't like to preach. He wasn't like that. I was the only one who knew about his fasting. And that was when we were roommates.
Excuse me. Did he find fault with anybody? Did he ever complain about anything? Or, I don't know, did his colleagues resent the things he said and did?
Abbas wasn't like that at all. He was bigger than that sort of thing. If he didn't hang around with us, it was because he didn't want to be a nuisance or spoil our fun. Everybody liked Abbas. Everybody. He knew when to joke around. He was the best volleyball player. He was the captain of the team on the base. We became champions one year. They printed our pictures and the story in all the local papers and magazines. And there on the cover was Abbas, he was Iranian, the captain, and so on.
Wow.
What was I saying? Right. So for a while, Abbas and me were sharing a room on the base. After that, I remember we became roommates with an American trainee. What for? So we'd learn to speak English better. Now, what did that guy do? He wrote a report against Abbas and sent it up the line. And I'll tell you all about that. That report caused them to hold off on giving Abbas his certificate for completing his training. Now, what had he written? For example, he wrote that Abbas Babaji had mental problems. Abbas Arman, the same Abbas Babaji. He had a problem with Western culture. He was extremely tied down to Iranian culture and tradition. Those were his reasons.
We'll be right back. I'm inside.
Hey, Abbas, what you doing, man? Still cramming?
I'm just preparing for the exam. For the day after tomorrow. What about you? Have you thought about that?
Take it easy, man. Tonight is holiday. Listen, Natalie is here for me. What about a friend? Do you think she's here for me too? No, clever boy. She's here for you. Hey, don't keep her waiting, huh? She clapped her hands a lot for you during the volleyball game. I want you to be in my room before I come back from the toilet. Na 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 na. Sorry, Kate, he's gone. This guy thinks he's more Catholic than the Pope.
Yo, Abbas, what are you doing?
I'm practicing for the marathon. The devil's after me. I'm running away from him.
What?
The devil.
Running from the devil?
Whoa, man,
that's crazy. Would you run a marathon?
No way, dude.
I don't know, man.
Yo.
Cowman?
Sir?
Yes?
These are the flight student certificates.
Leave them on my desk.
To see what the reason is. You've worked hard for 2 years, don't waste it. Look at me, would you? Something must have happened. Hey, Abbas!
What happened? Abbas has been doing his studies here, the poor guy. Now, if it were you, I'd say you had done something wrong.
You're talking nonsense.
You know I'm right. Man, we'll go to the general's office and ask his assistant.
They won't answer. And if they do, they won't be honest.
Well, we'll go to the general's office and ask him anyway.
He'll toss us out.
We won't just barge in. We'll get an appointment.
We'll go and see what happens. We'll get an appointment. Abbas, God is great. We'll fight them.
If I can, I'll go myself. And if I can't go, then whatever God wills.
Clear up the table.
What do you want to do?
If he's left alone, he'll pack up his stuff and be in Kazvin by tomorrow. I want to write a protest letter. I will fix it right now. Just wait. From flight.
Abbas, God is great.
for sure.
Hello.
Hello.
I am Baba Yibas. I have an appointment.
Let me check.
Please.
12 o'clock? That's right.
Yes.
You can go.
Thank you.
Yes, I see. Come in. Take a seat. Abbas Baba'i, you have been one of our best in this course.
Thank you.
I've read your report on your conduct. It says that you have some mental problems. Waking up at midnight, talking to yourself, and crying. It says you're a nuisance to your roommate, by the way. You don't have any connection with girls. The report says you have to see a shrink. Or are you going to tell me what's going on? I'm listening to you.
Sir?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Wait for me. Take a seat. You know, I can't ignore this report, but I'd prefer to make a decision on the basis of my own judgment. I believe that there is no reason why you shouldn't fly.
Thank you, God.
Congratulations. Good luck, Captain Baba Yi.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What happened?
A small mistake, all sorted.
Give me a hug, oh man!
You gave us a heart attack.
Give me the keys.
Come, sit in the front.
Come on, let's go.
Get up, go.
Don't leave me. Leave me alone. Go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Right, watch out. Right. Run him over.
Go. Woo. Watch him go fall.
In 1986, Iraq's war with Iran. I was taken prisoner. I was released in 1991. 4 years after the martyrdom of Abbas. The first train passenger I saw was Warrant Officer Raif Zadeh. I asked him about Abbas. He said, Abbas became a major general. By that time, he had become commander of the Air Force. And he's still my commander. Forever. He said, Abbas, martyred Abbas. By the way, that warrant officer, Raif Zadeh, he's an interesting person. He's from Isfahan, you know. He has a really interesting story about Abbas. He was at the Isfahan base when Abbas was commander. He has to tell it to you himself.
Can you please give me a telephone number or an address?
Tell him it's for the sake of Abbas.
Excuse me. Hello, hi there, Rush.
Hi, where are you?
I'm outside the city.
Tomorrow, first thing in the morning, be at the office. I've got your power of attorney and a customer for your car.
Is he paying cash?
Nobody buys on credit around here, Professor.
Thanks a lot. Okay, I'll see you. Thanks, goodbye. I'm really sorry. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, you can turn it off. Don't forget Warrant Officer Raif Zadeh. You promised.
Of course.
Life has its own customs and traditions. Life has its own wings, and ultimately, death. Its leaps are as large as love. Life is not something that with repetition becomes familiar and forgetful for us. Life has as much strength as the one who wields it. Life is a fresh black fig in the mouth of summer. Life is as grand as a tree in the eyes of a fly. Life is the experience of a moth in the darkness. Life is the sense of the unfamiliar that a migratory bird has. Life is the sound of a train that passes over a field of flowers. Life is seeing a garden from the closed window of an airplane. The news of a rocket going into space. Our sense of loneliness. The thought of smelling the flower in another place.
Hello, Mrs. Ekmat. It's me, Karami.
Hello, Mr. Karami.
I've called at a bad time?
Not at all. What news of Layli?
Well, today Dr. Hajian said she has no doubt that Layli can hear the voices of those around her.
Thank God.
I called to talk to you about Layli's writings. Many of the pages regarding the period of Abbas Babayi's life during the war were missing.
I don't have any of Layli's writings with me, but I've kept some of the interviews with Abbas's friends that have been published. I can give them to you.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. When can I come in and see you?
I'll contact you tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night to you as well.
If he sometimes didn't hang around with us, he'd say it was because he didn't want to spoil our fun. Everybody liked Abbas.
Well, that's for Captain Amiri. Our next appointment's with Warrant Officer Rauf Sadeh, and I should say... No. Before that, it's recording the things Mrs. Hekmat has to say about the past and the present. I have a meeting with her right here in about half an hour. After that, some other plans that once you hear them, you'll be surprised. I should also tell you before I forget. I was busy gathering together the writings about the war for you when I realized a lot of them are missing. I've set up another meeting with Mrs. Hekmat to try and get her to talk about it again. I've promised myself to have everything prepared once you've been released from the hospital. Of course, you'll have to finish the work yourself. Because only you know what you want to write. Layli, your hand is moving, Layli. This had happened before, but I kept thinking that I was making a mistake. I wish you'd get it, my darling Layli. I just wish you'd stare at me the same way that I'm staring at you right now. And you talk to me. I miss your voice so much. I'll take off from the hospital in half an hour. Just make sure, Rush, that the power of attorney doesn't have any problems. If they find out it's fake, I'll be stuck. Under these circumstances, there's no ways I can go to jail. Okay, I'll be there. Very well, goodbye. Whew. Hello, Miss Hekmat.
Hello.
Forgive me.
It's no problem.
Is it okay if I go see Mr. Ghaffouri for a minute, then come back?
No, it's fine. I'll be waiting for you outside when you're finished.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Mr. Ghaffouri, hello. Hello.
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'll get hold of some money today. I wanted to tell you not to worry.
You don't need to bother. I'm busy selling the house. I'll pay some of it now, and the rest of it later. That's okay with you. Will that be all right for you?
Why? I told you, you can count on me.
You took everything you had with you when you went overseas.
But I've already put my father's car up for sale.
I didn't want Lady's hospital expenses to be paid by someone who might not be happy about it at all, you know? Lady will be more comfortable this way. Hello there. How are you?
Excuse me, Mr. Gafuri. I have an appointment I have to keep. I'll see you again later, with your permission.
Goodbye.
I was delighted to find these. These are some of the notes that were lost in the accident. I've written them again for you.
Thank you very much. I've really put you to trouble. Is it all about the revolution and the war?
Not all of it.
Miss Hekmat, I wanted to know how from you, I mean, Abbas Babayi's family, how did the war start? Is that in here?
No.
Then excuse me one moment. It's Layli's recorder.
Yes.
Go ahead.
The joyful period after the revolution didn't last. That war...
Salma!
Yes, Mommy?
Darling, what did you do to your brother now?
We were just playing.
My darling. My son, don't cry anymore, all right? Play together nicely now.
Okay.
Why was he crying, Selma?
He was hungry, so I gave him some milk.
He's just had some milk. Now play nicely until I come back here, all right? Who is it?
Who do you think? Open up, my arm's about to drop.
Hello there, sir.
There you go.
Wow, look at all this fruit. Abbas, why did you buy so much now?
Yeah. Let me see you, my sugar plum. Come to me. Come, my darling. Hello, my little chickies.
Piggyback ride. Piggyback ride.
Don't say piggyback ride, my sugar plum. How are you, my darling son? My little boy.
Piggyback ride.
Stop saying piggyback ride, Sugar Plum.
Fine, but I want a piggyback ride.
A person doesn't cry on their birthday, Sugar Plum. Happy birthday.
I just really cannot believe that you went and bought a bunch of rotten fruit, really.
Piggyback ride. Piggyback ride.
I'm coming. Take care of your brother. Oh, my darling. Yes?
What is this you've bought?
It's fruit, Sugar Plum. Isn't it fruit?
I didn't say it isn't fruit. Even a horse wouldn't eat these if you put them in front of it.
Piggyback ride.
What do you keep saying that for? Fruit is fruit, Sugar Plum. These are God's blessings as well. Someone has to eat them. Here, look. What's wrong with it? If you wash, clean, and peel it, there'll be nothing wrong with it. There's no difference.
I cannot put these in front of our guests.
Take care of your brother. Miley, here, dear. Don't be angry with me. Here, these are the fruit that you approve of for you to give to our guests. Red apples, some oranges too, grapes, cucumbers. What else?
You're really bad.
Yeah, I know. You wash these, and I'll wash these and slice them up, put them in a bowl and place them in front of the guests. If they don't eat it all, you can say whatever you want. Okay?
You're right, Sugar Plum. Okay, then.
Of course, Sugar Plum. What did you think?
Come here, let me see you, Mr. Hussein. Nice, that was a good one.
And then we
Abbas, take a look at him. Right. Come sit down.
God will eventually grant you a child. I'll twist his cheek so much you'll love it.
Darling, darling.
All right.
Is there a hole in your stomach?
Mommy?
What is it?
Can I go
Guys, please help yourselves.
Don't be shy. Help yourselves.
Come, my darling.
Please have some.
Thank you.
Don't mind if I do.
They say pastries are really good for you, no?
Thanks for the trouble, Malia.
Guys, please help yourselves. Don't be shy.
They made it easy for us.
I'm sure this is Malia's doing. Abbas doesn't have the brains for such a thing, I'm sure.
In fact, Abbas is very smart.
Well, yes.
But over there, they couldn't pronounce Ali's name properly.
With your permission, I'll go and set the dinner table.
Okay, okay.
Go help your mother. Go. Off you go. Go.
Your wife knows what you were doing there, right?
What did the poor guy do? He didn't do anything.
Wait, I'm coming too.
Man, are you crazy? Are you nuts? What are you saying? Did he really?
Mommy. Mommy, what should I take?
Thank you so much. You shouldn't
trouble
yourself.
Mommy, what should I take?
Here, darling, take this pitcher. Careful you don't drop and break it. Careful.
Aunt, take
it. Thank you very much.
Please sit and have dinner. It's going to get cold.
Thank you so much. You really went all out. Go on, sit down.
Oh, gentlemen, please come to the table. Dinner is served.
Happy birthday.
And now it's time for our Hussein to blow out his candle.
Don't do that, my darling. Are you ready?
Sweetheart.
Ready?
One.
Look. Blow it out. Come
two,
on.
Two.
Smile.
Three.
Blow it out.
Hooray! Hooray!
Three.
My little darling.
Thank you.
Let's do one more. Three. Darling.
Yay.
Are you ready?
He keeps crying. Come, quick.
Hurry, Annie. Darling, my son, look.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my.
What is that you brought?
This one is from us.
Wow. Oh, look at it. For God's sake, Seed, where am I supposed to put
it
that?
It means a separate room all for itself.
What is it?
It's for after he's 5 years old.
In the name of our Hussein, but really for yourself.
No way. Look, he's already a man.
Sugar Plum, come play some
foosball. Thank you so much.
Malia, you take this, please.
Oh.
Bring it up here, let's see what it's like.
What did Auntie get for you, love?
It's really nothing at all.
Look how pretty it is. Annie, you really shouldn't have
brought
this.
You're welcome.
You've already given him a present. What was this you brought now again?
Saeed. You looked everywhere to
Do you want to play?
Space.
Go ahead.
Thank you
but
so
you'll
much.
But you'll have to be really super creative, because you don't have a ball. Well, whatever you like.
Come on.
You can use one of these. Come on, look.
How lame.
Come. Come, let's play.
Send it over here.
Thank you very much.
Where's the ball?
You must
That's
be tired.
Really nothing.
Give him to
it's
me.
Nothing.
It's all
no,
right.
I'm fine. I'll bring him.
Why don't we go to the other
hit
room?
Hit it, man. Hit it. Come on.
Hey, ball in the middle.
No, hands down.
What are you doing? Don't cheat. Come on, don't cheat now. Come on, man. Hit the thing.
There you go. Kick it. Get it.
Oh, don't
come
cheat.
On.
No.
Go.
Watch it.
Come on. No, get. You can't do that.
I've got the ball.
Go left.
Good one. Kick it.
Go.
What?
Yes.
What? No way, man. There's no way.
There.
What?
Yeah, from there. Don't be a sore loser, man. Come on.
Come
hit
on.
Hit it.
No, man.
Okay, let's go.
Hello, who is this?
You do that again.
Let go of the stick.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, there's a
mic. Come on.
All right,
just
there we go.
Stop cheating.
No. Good
yes,
shot.
Hold the phone, please.
Abbas,
That's 3-2 now.
Abbas.
Two more times.
Come on. No. We can do this.
It's a call from Commander Sultani's office.
Yes. Good evening, Commander, sir. What happened? Yes, of course. Yes, I'll leave right away.
What happened?
It was the commander. He wants me to go to the base right away.
Right now.